Who, what, where, why, when, and how? There was a time when the assembly of answers to those questions was considered to be news. Today, yeah, quite a different story now. Opinion, beliefs, assumptions, even name-calling or mocking are labeled as news coverage. Most recently, this has been displayed during the coverage of the impeachment hearings. Joining us now to review some of the gems of the past few weeks is the managing editor of Newsbusters, Curtis Houck. How are you today, Curtis?
Doing all right. Good to be with you.
Newsbusters.org, the website. You can take a review of some of the gems that we're going to refer to here, and many more, by the way, because it's a multiple daily occurrence, apparently, Curtis. But just as a summation to get things going, which would be more appropriate? Has the news coverage been more Chicken Little or The Boy Who Cries Wolf?
Oh, that is a really good question. I would say it was definitely more Boy Who Cried Wolf as of, you know, recently, that you had fears. Like last night, you had the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal with Donald Trump, to Schwartz, asking, complaining that, yeah, if Trump's reelected, he could shut down MSNBC. But then also, once Lamar Alexander announced that he wasn't going to vote for witnesses and documents, things kind of changed. You had a New York Times editorial board member suggest that Republican behavior voting against witnesses reminds her of the Jim Crow South and those who supported Jim Crow laws in the North in cities like Detroit, and how if we don't have witnesses, we're basically Venezuela. So, you know, how – and then over on CNN, not to be outdone, you had Carl Bernstein complaining that basically we can't be – the Senate cannot be the world's greatest deliberative body if Lamar Alexander didn't do what he wanted him to do. So I think recently, over the last, I would say, 12 hours or so, just over 12 hours, you know, and we'll go through the weekend here, it's definitely going to be definitely Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The world is ending because these people don't really have a hope in anything. They see the future through apocalyptic lenses, and that's really unfortunate.
Or they're falling back in their minds, the never fail Trump is Hitler analogy.
Correct. And that is one of the biggest issues with the media these days, is the president, as you presented the either or to me, for the president, he's either Mr. Magoo, as in like the dumbest person ever, or he's Hitler. And he's this conniving, sniveling, has all these plans for world domination and to make millions and millions of people suffer and kill millions of people, or he's incompetent. As someone on MSNBC suggested last night, the president is either Darth Vader or one of those stormtroopers, or as in most stormtroopers, who can't aim and shoot.
It was amazing, too, how fast. I mean, everyone, there's always an enemy target for the news media. But it was amazing how fast Alan Dershowitz was supplanted by Lamar Alexander. That was the fastest I think I've ever seen.
Right, exactly. You know, CNN back on Wednesday night was you had a guest, Joe Lockhart, who was press secretary in the Bill Clinton White House, saying that Alan Dershowitz's argument that he was making on the Senate floor defending the president was the kind of thing you hear from Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin when they justified genocide. But now it's kind of been flipped to Lamar Alexander. S.E. Cupp, former Republican conservatarian turned sucker bot at CNN, suggests now he'll have an asterisk next to his name in history books with this sort of thing. I mean, it's just so ridiculous because, you know, not everyone is up for the histrionics or motions and making a kind of a scene, you know, like John. Not everyone's going to do a thumbs down like John McCain, people, to let their vote be known. Okay, that's not how this works. Not everyone has a feel for the dramatics or a love of the dramatics. So yeah, that's kind of how it goes here. And all along in the previous days, if they'd actually listened to themselves, they would know that they would say that Lamar Alexander was often a question. Anyway, it was doubtful anyway, because while he is seen as more moderate or in tone and tenor, he is still a close ally of Mitch McConnell, who obviously on his way out of the Senate doesn't want to do something that would really harm the institution as in keep it from continuing to do its regular order, and also hurt his longtime friend.
Curtis Houck, who is the managing editor of Newsbusters, newsbusters.org, the website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. MSNBC doesn't appear to even want to hide a bias anymore because, for as far as I could gather, I haven't seen an official press release or anything, but they apparently have hired former U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill now as a news host, or for I guess under their term definition, one of their new newscasters.
Right. I mean, she's been an MSNBC political analyst since she lost last year. So, I mean, like we see on MSNBC and CNN in particular, officials with having long failed campaigns, like the Hillary Clinton campaign, move up. You know, they fail upward. Claire McCaskill loses her Senate seat horribly to Josh Hawley in 2018. She fails upward by being hired by MSNBC, occasionally appears on the Today Show and the like, and now she's a favorite pundit, although she doesn't have her own show.
She's basically been co-hosting this past week, though.
Right, exactly. She's been on set for, oh my gosh, God knows how long. Really all day, from sunup to sundown, she's been on the set. And they love her because she's so, like, supposedly folksy and everything, and she wears a Kansas City Chiefs lapel pin, and she interviews when her former colleagues being like, oh, hey, John, it's Claire, I got a question, and they're like, oh, hey, how's it going, and they all love that and yuck that up. When Claire McCaskill was told that Lamar Alexander was going to vote against it, she let out an audible groan. That's really, I encourage people to look it up. I tweeted it at my account at Curtis Houck, and I mean, it was just, it was so great. Once Rachel Maddow read the statement that Lamar Alexander was not going to vote for witnesses, she just let out a just groan, gasp, and it, you know, again, she is a new favorite of theirs on the set there to kind of tell them what they want to hear, and that's really what MSNBC is about in particular, telling liberals what they want to hear, and they're not ashamed to admit it. Whereas CNN, they try to tell you that they're journalists and objective and facts first.
Out of fairness, is it fair to be critical of Fox for not doing at least a majority coverage of the hearing and the trial? One America, CNN, MSNBC pretty much went wall to wall, but Fox pulled back.
Well, Fox pulled back once you kind of hit their early prime lineup. So you're talking like the five-ish, like, drive time,
right,
when they would kind of flip to sometimes kind of going in and out. At this point, after the trial has gone on to its second week in the impeachment hearings, they carried the impeachment hearings gavel to gavel. I have to say that in my personal opinion, I think it's great having an alternative like that, and it shows the free market that there's choices out there in terms of judgment. They're still talking about the trial, but there are other things going on in the world, and it is a news network after all. You know, Special Report with Brett Baer is talking about things like the coronavirus or the latest Gallup poll about the quality of life in this country growing.
The Middle East proposal.
Right, Middle East proposals, the USMCA being finally signed by the president. There are actual things going on, where CNN and MSNBC, if you listen to them, it is the trial 24/7, and even when the trial is not in session in the morning hours, they're still talking about the trial. And I think it goes to show that, yeah, in Fox's case, that yes, news organizations can walk and chew gum at the same time. It is like a newspaper. You pick up the Washington Post, you know, there's in the A section, there's maybe 28 or 30 pages a day. You know, maybe six or seven are about impeachment, top to bottom. But the rest, I mean, they can't fill it all with impeachment stories. They have stories about what's going on in the Middle East. They have, what's, you know, how's Iraq doing? What's going on? Because they were in the news for a long time. You know, what's going on in Australia with the wildfires over there? How are people recovering? I mean, there's so many news stories to cover, and obviously things like the opioid epidemic. Those things are ongoing, and, you know, the world doesn't stop just because the U.S. Is paralyzed by an impeachment trial. So I think it is refreshing at least having that alternative, and if people want to watch the trial, they can go to another channel. But so far, Fox has still had its stranglehold on the ratings.
Sure.
People haven't flipped away.
And they also had a little box in the bottom of the screen. If you want to watch the trial, foxnews.com, we got it there for you. So
correct. There's so many ways to do it, too. And we all consume our news on the phone, on our phones as well nowadays, too.
I want to wrap up with somebody. I saved the best for last, at least I think so. And you mentioned the succeeding through failure, Rick Wilson. What can we say about Rick, other than what CNN won't say about him, that his primary resume contains doing work for Rudy Giuliani? I find that strange that they sort of leave that part out about old Rick.
Right, yeah. And I would also add that one of Rick's latest campaigns was working for a Republican in Missouri who lost to Todd Akin, who couldn't beat Todd Akin in the primary when that happened as well. So there you go. No, I think the issue with Rick Wilson, and it shows the hypocrisy on CNN and MSNBC, is he is someone who comes on and he behaves, as I've tweeted earlier this week, he acts like a 12-year-old who just discovered curse words and not safe for work insults. And he giggles as he says them. But he's complaining about the president's personal life and the president being a bore. And the president having no morals, and the administration being a bunch of hypocrites and this, that, and the other, while at the same time using curse words and, yeah, as I said, making up insults that are not appropriate for radio or television. So, and then that leaves everyone else on set on CNN and MSNBC giggling like fellow school children, like they just heard a dirty joke for the first time again. So, I mean, it should... He is probably one of the best examples in showing the hypocrisy of the liberal media. They're going to talk about morals. They're going to talk about standards with this president and this administration. But at the same time, they're not going to, really watch their own tone, watch their own words. And when they have been pushed back before, a lot of their responses have been something to the effect of, well, we're not the president of the United States. I did not know that not being president of the United States meant you can just say whatever you want and talk however you want. But that's just me.
As I said back in the introduction, news now is name-calling and mocking. But be that as it may, and of course, you know, Curtis, we always have the next media infatuation to look forward to, the John Bolton book tour.
Correct. Exactly. I mean, it is always one thing after the next. You know, we saw this with James Comey's book. We saw this with Andrew McCabe's book. I mean, it really is a cottage industry. Now, you really didn't see that in the Obama White House with people leaving the White House and coming out with books about the president. You had that during the George W. Bush administration with people like Scott McClellan. Those books, yeah, it really is a cottage industry at this point where people can make millions of dollars, go on television, they get that hit of dopamine and all those emotions and hormones and juices that get you flown and make you feel good. And then usually you can sometimes parlay that into a six-figure gig on CNN or MSNBC. And again, it's a case of failing upwards. Well, I mean, we'll see what John Bolton's book has to say, but we'll see.
We'll see indeed, and unfortunately it means the news media has gone from a source of information to a spectator sport, and there is a lot to check out and to find it all. The missteps, the mischaracterizations, and the abuse of what used to be called news, newsbusters.org. You can find all the clips, the video, the audio, and more. Newsbusters.org is the place to go and find out the news media to be what they really are. We've been joined by the managing editor of Newsbusters, Curtis Howe. Curtis, thanks for being here today.
No problem.